Community activist Rachel Branch is the sole challenger to North Adams, Massachusetts Mayor Tom Bernard, who is seeking a second term in November. Branch's family has a long political history in the city. She says her step-great-great-grandfather was its first mayor. Her great-uncle held the seat in the 1920s, and her father was city council president. Branch sat down with WAMC to talk about why she's running, what issues are close to her heart, and her personal history in Northern Berkshire County's largest community.
I think it's really important to be a public servant and do whatever you can. Part of it is hoping other women would run for office and hoping to break up patriarchal systems that and women that support it. The fact, which is a little unusual, that only one other woman has run for mayor in 1983. Since 1895, I believe in women's equality, equal opportunity, employment. We do not have women. The numbers that we share, what are we, 52% of the population? We don't have them in our city, state, and federal offices. So that is, it is one more avenue for me to stand up.
So yeah, as far as like on an issue-by-issue basis, you talked about like, you know, trying to like counteract a patriarchal system, representing women. Yeah. You know, what else is involved? Like if you were in the corner office, what would you like to see happen?
Well, if, you know, I sent you my announcement, it always starts with what are we doing for a child today? And if you start there, you can go out to every other system. You can go out to education, housing. You know, I've been a fair housing commissioner. I've been a North Adams Housing Authority commissioner. I've been on the McCann. It was amazing. I got elected to the McCann Northern Berkshire Vocational Regional School District School Committee because I said at the time, if you don't like who's running for office, write somebody's name in or write your own name in. And on election day, I did. I wrote my own name and I was elected with 9 votes. I care very much about education. I'm very concerned about what's going on in this country today. So I just think when you have a background, when you have a huge background, hopefully you can use every gift that you have. And I believe in people being able to use their gifts and would hope to inspire people to reach their potential, and I believe that particularly in the education system that we should be educating young people so that they reach their potential, have every tool that they need to reach their potential.
So as far as like, you know, other big issues in the city, like, you know, the crime rate, opioids.
Oh, that is huge. That is huge. And that has affected my family, alcoholism and drugs, and I can tell you lots of stories, but it's a hitting city, state, nationally, internationally. It is a horror show. And the last time when we did at Greylock Works, we did a forum where every candidate was asked, and one of the questions I was asked is, what would you do about that? And the first thing I would do is clean out the drug dealers. And I think you have to start with children, very young, age appropriate, and say it's, and this is one of the things I said at the time, it is all right to have a natural high. And, of course, as you know, the most meaningful thing that I did in my life was become a respite foster care parent or grandparent, I guess, for children who had been traumatized by violence or sexually assaulted. And that, I mean, my heart weeps, my soul weeps, thinking about the children that need care, the children in our foster care system, the lack of a lot of people in elected positions who are, I believe, are not doing the work. And also, part of it is, I don't believe anybody should be unopposed, and this is happening a lot, even in Massachusetts, that people who are running for office are not, they don't have any opposition, and that's not healthy.
So as far as like Mayor Bernard specifically, like in the sense that he is your opponent in this race, is there anything about the way he has conducted himself in office or his policies that you would do differently or find disagreement with?
Well, I said that in my campaign announcement. I was very concerned about what happened to the columns on Marshall Street. I'm very concerned about not just this mayor, but I'm very concerned about the infrastructure needs. You just have to address them. And, you know, part of it will be How do you find the money to do this? But you just cannot keep kicking the can down the road and thinking, well, the next person can take care of that. So that is an issue that's very important. Obviously, another area that I've worked in, this again goes back to what are you doing for a child today, or what are we doing for a child today? You go back, I have fought climate since 1997. I helped stop two asphalt plants in Bridgeport, Connecticut, where I lived for 23 years. I think I loved Bridgeport because it was like a giant North Adams to me, a manufacturing town, a mill town, hardworking, everyday people. And I lived in the South End, and we stopped that. I then testified in Hartford three times to clean up the power plants. We did that. And just a little side story, Josh, when we were fighting the power plants, one of the groups that I was working with said, Rachel, we want you to get a bunch of people and come up on a bus to Hartford. I said, don't you understand? These people cannot take off work. You know, those who are, you know, here we go, income inequality. People who are struggling just to pay rent, pay housing, take care of their families, working two and three jobs. And so I said, we need to do a petition, and we did a petition. So when I testified in Hartford, and I testified three times in the early 2000s, I said, I am standing here with 456 people standing next to me. And of course, eventually we won that. And then I helped fight Kinder Morgan successfully. And with my show, got my show across the state. I don't know how many, over 20, 27 stations maybe. And I did 30 shows on fighting Kinder Morgan, Tennessee Gas, another successful fight. I do think many people don't realize that these are lifetime commitments. You don't win a battle and then it's over. And much to my great sadness, now there is a giant gas plant right in my South End neighborhood that I absolutely love, and I am still fighting down there, PSEG, and it just recently opened. And that's, as far as I'm concerned, it is another area that's created an incinerator zone. And there, you don't have to look any farther than the Merrimack Valley and what happened in Lawrence. So those are very dear to my heart. And you can still go back to, what are you doing for a child today? What are we doing for a child today? So the air, the water, all of these things are so important. You know, none of what I am doing is going to affect me in my lifetime.